The Mechaber continues in the laws of Yom Kippur. It says, Yochol litbol the lilkos masai shiyirtza. It's interesting, he equates, puts two things together on Erev Yom Kippur. A person, yochol, you could go to the mikvah, as well as receive malchus, which we'll discuss, further elaborate in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Masai shiyirtza, anytime during the day. Rach shehe, shiye kodem halayla. Obviously, it should be before the Yom Kippur, before the night. V'inamavarech al tefila, person does not say a bracha upon using the mikvah this time. So, the Be'er Halacha picks up on the first word of the Mechaber, that yochol litbol. If you want, you can do it. Sounds like it's not really such a big deal if you do or you don't. He says, v'haynu yafil anoshim she'enu zehirin kol hashana b'tefila. Even men who are not particular to really ever use the mikvah all year round, al kol panim be'erev yom hakipurim sarech litbol. Not everyone holds that it's such a strong language, but reading the words of the Be'er Halacha, you need to go to the mikvah erev yom kippur. He goes, naki mishum yom hakadosh, so that a person should spiritually cleanse themselves before such an important day. And the Mishnah Berurah then discusses, even though the Mechaber tells us you can go to the mikvah any point in the day, there are different opinions what's the best time. He says, B'tov, it's good, according to the opinion of Taz, as well as that of Magen Avraham, Shiyitbol kodem tefilas mincha. Better that you should go to the mikvah before mincha, because in the mincha tefila, Sheshamis vada, you already begin the process of vidui, which the Farshim discussed the significance of why we begin already on Erev Yom Kippur, but nonetheless we do. And therefore, it's better, since you're already saying vidui, that a person should already have cleansed themselves, so to speak, spiritually, before the process of vidui. V'cheinu hagin, this is the prevalent custom, at least that's how the Mishnah Berurah writes it. However, miksasa no hagin litbol achar suda hamafseka. Some people wait a little bit later, not only after mincha, but even after they finish their last bites. And it's interesting logic for this. Kadeshia samach liyom kippurim, that because a person should be cleansed before Yom Kippur, there's logic maybe to say that we should go to the mikvah right before Yom Kippur and not too much earlier, where a person in the meantime may no longer remain tahar. Now, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch picks up with regard to this halacha. He says, mitzvah al kol adam litbol as atzmo be'erev yom kippurim. It's a mitzvah that every person should go to the mikvah in erev yom kippur l'taher, to purify themselves. But oh, but he gives another reason. He says, mishum tshuva, that a person goes to the mikvah, it's an opportunity that a person, by doing so, is able to connect themselves to the theme of a aseres mei tshuva, that is, of repentance. Kamo ger shenis gayer shesar tefilo. We know, of course, one of the processes of a convert to become a ger is that they have to immerse themselves in the mikvah. And therefore, this is also this idea of tshuva, of this complete change of one's past. V'lochein gam ne'arim v'sulo seishol hen litbol. It doesn't matter, a person's married, even someone who's single, a teenager, adolescent, they also could go to the mikvah, certainly for this purpose of this understanding the seriousness of trying to do tshuva. Mishul datik, there are those who are particular shutehel love shum chatzitza, just like we are familiar with in Hilchos Mikvah, that we do not have any type of intervention separating ourselves between ourselves and the water. V'ikur zman hatfila, here he says the best time to go to the mikvah, hul achar chatzos hayom, after midday, but it doesn't really explain with regard to how much after that. So again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the words of the Taz, he says before mincha, but there may be logic as well afterwards. Now the Ramah discusses over here with regard to going to the mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur, how many times a person should be tovel. How many times do you go under? So he says like this, V'in sarach litbol rak pam achas. All you need is one time, and that's enough. You don't have to be tovel numerous times. According to the Ramah, one time is more than enough. However, the Ber Hetev says that not everyone is of this opinion. He says a couple of opinions. But nohagu akshav litbol gimel pa'amim. There are those that nowadays are accustomed to immerse themselves, dunk three times. Lizvados b'mikvah al pi kabbalos arizal. So according to the arizal, if a person wants to side according to his minhagim, then one would immerse three times. But then he concludes, the Be'er Heitiv does, with a very interesting another opinion, much against the opinion of the Ramah of only needing to go once. It says, V'yesh chasidim shetovlim lamid tes tvilos. And he says you should look in the words of the Shlah, to go lamid tes tvilos 39 times, right? So hopefully there's not a long line behind you, or else you'll make some enemies. So it's interesting. The question is, why exactly 39? So lamid tes melachos, I violated Shabbos. So, maybe, exactly. So if you look in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he discusses the idea of malchus. He says, Acher tfilos ha-mincha, nohagin lahalkos, a person after mincha should receive malchus. V'yapol pish ein malchus elu malchus mamish. You're not literally getting the malchus. If one studies Masechtas Malchus, you see that they would actually assess the person because of the severity of the malchus, that it potentially could even kill you. So obviously we're not asking you to get beat up that badly before Yom Kippur. You're not really getting malchus, as we understand it. But at least it's a way to put in your heart to understand that you'd made mistakes, and that hopefully you'll change from them. And he discusses the particular strap and its width. It doesn't have to be even. It doesn't have to be very thick. He continues and says, those who do receive malchus, they should be bent down upon their knees, facing north and back south. The time that you're getting whipped, you should say vidui. And he says, well, Malka Omer, Behu Rachum. There's a pasuk which we'll be saying in a couple minutes, Behu Rachum, Shosh Pamim. It said three times. The significance of saying Behu Rachum three times, and why that particular pasuk? Shehein, we can count it in a few minutes, Shloshim Etesha Tevos, Keneged Shloshim Etesha Malkus. That the maximum of Malkus that a person can receive is 39, and therefore the pasuk of Behu Rachum, which has 13 words in it, so we say it three times, and my math serves me, that's 39. So it's interesting that we'll conclude with this thought, that first of all, the Mechaber puts together these two halachos, going to the mikvah and receiving malchus, which you would think they're not really the same. And furthermore, you can ask the question of why this idea of lamed tes, immersing yourself in the mikvah 39 times. And I believe, even though I didn't see anywhere, that what's coming to signify is how the Jewish people understand punishment, how we understand the punishments that are given to us, certainly min ha-shamayim, as well as from our batei dinim. And that is, it's not just that we should get punished, that we should v'yarti rav mikirbecha, get hurt, get wiped away, get killed, because God doesn't love us. But rather, it's a cleansing process. It's a way that we're able to become tahar. So similar to a person immersing into the mikvah are the halachos of malchus. And therefore, if one is inclined to go into the mikvah and to dip 39 times, maybe that's a good reason why.